Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, and we first would like to welcome our regular listeners in Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, Tennessee, Mississippi, Georgia, Texas, and also today in Oklahoma. Hello to all of you listening to us live online, as well as to the podcast, and thank you for joining us for another exciting show. We're very excited. This morning we were able to start off our Breakfast with Books show this morning with author Donald Greco. We discussed his new books, Abramo's Gift. Now we're ending off this Thursday evening with another special guest. For our guest author for today, the third time is not just a charm, it is an unforgettable page-turner. He's here to talk about his third book, Fresh Frozen, how he feels about his writing career thus far, and also how he's able to juggle the challenges of his personal and also professional life. So please help me welcome our guest for this evening, author Darden North. Hello, Darden.
Hey, Cyrus. Thanks for talking with me tonight.
No problem. Welcome to Conversations Live.
Well, I really look forward to it. Thank you.
Well, we're very glad to have you, Darden. We have been knowing each other now. I think this is going into year two, and we have spent some time together with our book club last year, and I'm real excited to have you on the radio broadcast. I mentioned that the third book, Darden, I actually told you this by email before the interview. It's definitely my favorite one thus far. I mean, it seems as though, just like with a lot of other things, you're definitely seem to be intensifying things as your work has gone on. Before we get into the new book, though, Darden, what I want you to do is, to our listeners, I want you to tell them a little bit about yourself.
Well, Cyrus, I'm a practicing physician in Jackson, Mississippi, which today we closed the office a little bit early because we had snow and sleet and ice, not something we get down here in the deep, deep south, but I still deliver babies and, like I said, practice obstetrics and gynecology full-time. I'm married. Somehow that survived this writing career so far, and have two young adult children who are in college and medical school, so I'm not at home helping with homework anymore, so I had a little time to write and sort of let my expressive self come out through writing mystery, suspense, medical thrillers. And my English background, my writing background, is basically just having some English training in college and doing the yearbook in college and in medical school.
So is writing something, Darden, that has always come easy for you, or has it just been now that you've had more time to develop it that you've found that you've gotten better with it?
Well, I think I've always been able to put a sentence together, and people joke about doctors really can't do that. I'm always the one that kind of proofread things. Sort of had an easier way, a manner of putting things together on paper, whether that's something I inherited from my English school mother or whether it's something I picked up from my English teaching wife. But it's something I have enjoyed and sort of had a taste for it in some of my educational activities. We in Mississippi, as you know, have just a lot of authors. I guess we have a lot to explain down here, a lot to talk about, and started reading some of the other contemporary fiction authors and decided that maybe I wanted to try my hand at that and sort of took it as a challenge at first.
One thing I can say about you, Darden, I don't think anyone would disagree with this. Even though you might live in Mississippi, your books are not something that are definitely just strictly something specific to Mississippi. I mean, I think anyone in anywhere USA can read your books and actually picture it happening in their town. Now, my question would be, is that something that you struck out to do, or is it something that you just found as you were writing that these were things that anyone would be able to relate to?
Well, it's interesting, Cyrus, that you've seen that, because I really try to write that way. I do bill them sometimes as Southern fiction because they are set in the South. All three books have basically taken place in Mississippi, but the people in the novels are very worldly contemporary. I mean, I have the obligatory redneck, and there are rednecks in every state of the Union, but I have some of those. My books do not delve into race relations deeply, other than just the normal things you might see. I'm not trying to explain the civil rights movement or anything that we've had, that's cast a bad light on our state. but basically showing how the people, you know, the characters here are very real. They're oriented to their families and to their jobs. I have some good guys, I have some bad guys, but and again, they take place in small towns for the most part, which I think is necessary to the storyline, but they could easily be placed in California or New York or anywhere else. And that's, I guess I didn't really start out to write that way, but I see myself and my patients and friends and people that I know as basically, you know, true to life and in present day, and that's what I've reflected in my books.
Okay. I think I saw it the most, Darden, for me in your second book, Points of Origin, where, and I think when I read that book, I thought to myself that this could really be something that we would see in one of what's considered the quote-unquote larger cities. I mean, the plot was intricate enough and the characters were deep enough that I think anyone could see that in their either their so-called affluent areas or in the wannabe affluent areas anywhere in the country. People could relate to what your characters went through in that book. But I would have to say that there does seem to be, when I'm looking at, and for those who will be listening to the podcast, they'll actually be able to see, Darden, all three of your book covers lined up there. And as you've gone from House Call to Point of Origin and now to Fresh Frozen, what kind of growth have you seen or change have you seen in your characters and also the depth and the universal appeal of the books?
Well, it's interesting, Cyrus, that you said that you felt this was my best book yet, because I think as a writer, if you're not getting better each time, I think you sort of leave your readers in a lurch. I mean, the one thing that I would not want anyone to say about me as an author would be, oh, I've read that same thing from him before, or it's the same old thing he's always had. But then I do believe that people like my books for some sort of writing flair or style they're seeing in me, so I do want to, you know, keep that going. And I've put more pressure on myself with each book to be better and to, you know, write tighter and grab people quicker and just do all these things that they teach you in the writing schools. And I think that you know, comes easier as you go along. And for me, I don't have the luxury of writing at the same time every day. I have to pretty much write in spurts when I can fit it in between my my regular job as a physician. And sometimes that makes it harder, but then it makes me really, when I'm sitting down there at the laptop, I really try to put everything I can into it, you know, during that time I have.
Right. And I did mention that I thought it was the best one, but I have to say there are several things that I noticed, Darden, about even your presentation as the new book was coming out. The website seemed to change. The cover of this book is just incredible. The front and back is just amazing. And I can't remember exactly where I was on my way to, but we were on our way on a road trip with the book club, and someone saw it, and they actually, from the title, thought it had something to do with global warming.
Well, I was at a book signing, and there was a very good friend of mine who had a cookbook next to me, and you know, about her fresh recipes and whatever, and someone saw my book next, and they said, okay, this is about the frozen food recipes. So, you know, I guess that's, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you want the cover to grab people's attention.
And this one definitely does. It definitely does. And so what about that? What brought about the change, or is this just a progression for you?
Well, I think that, you know, like I said before, I'm a practicing physician, and I'm out there in the community and taking care of people and concentrating on patients when, you know, they're right there in front of me. And I'm still a very, very nice guy, even though I write murder mysteries and, you know, kill people off in books and think of these really twisted plots. So I guess at first, even the picture we put of me on the back of the cover of House Call was a very nice, friendly photo, and, you know, to kind of offset the bloody bathtub that was on the front of the book. But I guess as the third book has come out, you know, there's a little more of a maturity to the website, and I actually put on a black blazer for my author's picture to, you know, look more like a real author, I guess. And so I guess there is a little bit more maturity. But actually the book, Fresh Frozen, you know, goes a little bit deeper. I mean, it really goes into a little bit more of some things that may be considered controversial out there in the medical world, and may, you know, open some debates about some different things. And so I think the website and the little darker look to it, you know, begins to reflect that. And I really wanted that to happen too.
The producer's telling me we've gotten some of our callers that are calling in from the Illinois area. We definitely welcome you all to the discussion. We are talking with author Darden North, who were actually, he's the author of three books now. The new book just came out this year, Fresh Frozen. And it was chosen by our Conversations Book Club as one of our best-kept literary secrets for the year, only because it did come out a little bit later to make our Best of 2008 list, but definitely we wanted to make sure that it was noted. Darden, I want to talk a little bit about the new book and go back to a comment that you made when talking about writing about things in Mississippi, because one of the things that struck me about Fresh Frozen was that you had people who were considered affluent, who were involved in entertainment and different levels, who there they were in other parts of the country coming to Mississippi for something that they couldn't find anywhere else, which some people might find that, you know, interesting, because, you know, you have a lot of people who feel like there's nothing in Mississippi. But here was, in your book, you've actually given people a reason to come here. And I think that's fascinating because I'm sure, you've seen the same thing I have, so many people are moving here from different places for various reasons. When you were writing the plot of the book, I know you mentioned earlier that you didn't have any, normally you don't have any type of ulterior motives or any kind of message you're trying to push. But I'm just curious as to what brought about this book and the topic that you're discussing here.
Well, basically, the book Fresh Frozen centers around frozen embryos, and which is legal technology and is real technology. In fact, a reader at a book signing the other day thought it was a science fiction. I explained to her, no, this technology really exists. But I was intrigued by an actual medical talk where it was becoming more commonplace to actually freeze human eggs, and this was good for, you know, patients who had cancer or have to delay childbearing for various reasons. And I sort of, a mystery writer is always thinking and sort of always twisting things around. I thought this might really be a very interesting storyline, and I could work some of my older characters into the book and bring some new ones in. And the physician who moves to Canton, Mississippi, which is a real town, to open this clinic, which is a state-of-the-art infertility clinic where frozen eggs and embryos are available, wanted to move down south. He wanted a little bit simpler life with hunting and outdoors there, and basically winds up in Canton as a result of some not being able to go to New Orleans, his first choice. But basically, the facility is so up-to-date and modern that people from around the all of the country and the world come there. And, you know, believe it or not, we have a major airport nearby in Jackson where people can easily fly in and fly out. And even some of the fictional characters discuss that fact. But basically, it certainly seemed reasonable that this facility could be in Mississippi as it could be in New York, anywhere else.
Right.
And like you said, we are seeing people, you know, on a true level looking at the South as, you know, great opportunities for business.
Mm. There, one of the things too, Darden, I have to commend you on with these characters, are that you did something that I found interesting. You actually have a writer who is in the book, who is having to deal with the demands of being a writer. So I ask you, as someone who, as you mentioned, you know, you do have, you know, you don't write full time yet, but you do have to balance your professional life and your personal life with your writing career. Do you find those challenges, as like you, what you were writing in the book, do you find yourself living those challenges? And if so, how do you deal with balancing everything that you're doing right now?
It has really become, you know, more and more difficult for a lot of reasons. You know, you sit down and write a book, and then once it comes out, you've got to get out there and promote it and go to book signings. And, you know, I wanted people to read my work, so I had to get out there and tell them about it. And even, you know, having this conversation with you, you know, these are things that don't automatically happen when your first book comes out, so that begins to sort of snowball and gets busier and busier. So basically, I have to really use, every minute that I might have used for some other, you know, hobby or something outside of my medical practice, basically with my writing career. And, you know, it has let us do a little bit of traveling, and I think my wife is ready to do some, you know, international traveling now, get some book signings, you know, in Europe and whatever, you know, and I'm not joking. I mean, she's ready to kind of get going with that, but, and, you know, that's all possible, and it's really, you know, opened another world to me outside just the medical office. And there are a whole bunch of other types of people out there that one meets when you start to do that. And basically, I have loved doing this, and I think you have to enjoy what you do, whether it's you know, your first career, your second career, or even just a hobby. And I think that shows in your work too, if you like.
Right. That is so true. Darden, we're going to have to take a quick musical break here. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about some of the moral issues that you address in the book. And also, we definitely can't let you leave without telling our listeners how they can get their own personal copy if they haven't done so. And also, we'll be giving out your own website as well, okay?
Right. Thank you.
Okay. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. Our special guest for this Thursday afternoon edition is author Darden North. He's here talking about his writing career and also his new book, Fresh Frozen. To take us into our musical break, we have someone also from Mississippi, the Patrick Smith Band. Here they are with a song from their debut album. The song is called Virginia. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. Enjoy it. That was the Patrick Smith Band with their song Virginia, one of my favorite songs off of the album. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live, and our special guest for this Thursday evening, as he mentioned earlier, it's been an interesting day here in Mississippi. We've had some snow, now we're getting a little bit of ice, but we're very glad to be back with author Darden North in his first visit here with us. Darden, when we went to break, I said when we came back, I wanted to talk about some of the moral issues in the book, because I think one of the interesting things that I found about this book is that there definitely are more characters who are having to make a conscious decision to do what they feel like is either right or wrong, and for various reasons. Some of them feel as though, even though something might be considered morally wrong or ethically wrong, they're justifying them in ways that a lot of people today will read the book and feel like they have done the same thing in their lives. Can you tell me a little bit about that, I mean, for you? Because I'm sure that people will write you about some of the issues in the book, some of the lifestyles of some of the characters, some of the decisions. One that comes to mind is Carrie and how Carrie was able to rationalize and act. But if I was in her situation, you know, I guess we have to ask ourselves, you know, what would we do? And I'm just curious if that's something that you wanted the reader to do, to say, okay, if I was in this situation, how would I handle it?
Well, I think as a writer, you want the reader to sort of have a permission to feel about what the characters are doing, to certainly, you know, place themselves in the character's position, as you just said, and be able to see both, you know, visually and emotionally those characters. And the writer, the author needs to make the characters, you know, so vividly described that that's easy to do, and I do try to do that. And again, you know, as far as whether some of the scientific technology is morally right or morally wrong, I guess that's something that, you know, each person can decide. But the main issue that you are addressing is whether it's ethical for frozen human eggs to be sold on the open market. And basically, there's a character in the book that offers a catalog of human egg donors who basically are picked by their picture and their level of education, the success of their donated, and I use the word donated loosely, eggs as far as the number of babies those eggs have produced. For instance, the young, healthy medical student who has donated eggs that have resulted in 10 babies is more expensive than the woman who's a little bit older that maybe is a school teacher that has only produced 2 babies. And
right.
Basically, the characters in the novel, the young policeman and his wife, who cannot have children, pick from that catalog based on whom they can afford, and basically what the donor, and again use that loosely, looks like in her picture. And of course, these donors are paid money, and the broker who has the catalog, you know, gets a fee. And of course, these people that are, you know, are producing their eggs certainly undergo some risk to their health and that kind of thing, but they're, you know, to be able to donate these eggs, and of course they are paid for it, and they're paid, you know, very well for it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is an option that allows a lot of, you know, infertile couples to have children that would ordinarily not be able to have children. And you really would not expect someone to undergo all the hormone treatments and surgery that may be necessary, that is necessary to produce eggs to be, you know, given to someone else without being compensated, perhaps, unless it's a relative. And of course, you have surrogate mothers. All those issues are all out there. You know, a lot of other facets there to think about as far as infertility treatment. But it gets down to, you know, the plot line when someone wants to steal the embryos that a movie star from Hollywood has produced through the treatment here in the clinic in the book, and that's part of the mystery there. And of course, hopefully that's fiction. Hopefully that's not going to really happen somewhere. And the medical clinic, of course, has some unethical things going on. We have to have that in there.
Right.
It's fiction, but you know, we have to make it interesting. So. You know, and the characters really do take things a little bit too far. You know, they get into, you know, wanting to get even with people and things like that. But, and again, I'm not trying to, make necessarily a moral statement about any of this, but I like to kind of lay it on the line and let the reader decide for himself or herself.
Right. And I tell you, it will definitely be great discussion for book clubs and also for groups that gather. It's one of those books that will definitely have you talking. I don't think you can read it and not discuss it with somebody, what their opinion is about the different layers of the book, because the characters, as you mentioned, are so layered, and you get to know them all differently and understand their situations differently. So, I mean, my hat's off to you on this one. It's really a great read.
Well, I tried to put in a little bit of family issues there and some mother-daughter issues that really have a profound effect on what goes on in the book, and I definitely think the reader's going to be surprised. And that's I've never had anyone tell me that they'd ever guessed how any of my novels were going to end. One guy tried to say he did, but he couldn't convince me. So that's the way I write and like doing that. And I do hope people will go to my website because for this particular third novel, Fresh Frozen, we did a book trailer, which is something new that is being done for promotion of novels and other books, sort of like a movie trailer, but it's a little 30-second book trailer. Doesn't give anything away. It sort of entices you and intrigues you about the book. And when you go to the homepage of my website, dardennorth.com, it's right there and you can watch it. I'd love to hear people's comments about it, and that was a fun thing to do.
Okay, and again, for those who missed it, the website is dardennorth.com, and there you can also, they can actually purchase your books from the website. Is that correct, Darden?
Right. I've got several different options. It will tell you even some Mississippi bookstores you can call up and order them from and get signed copies. It tells you different online websites you can go to, both major, book retailers and smaller venues there. And if also the local bookstore around the corner, if they don't have the book, they should be able to get it easily for you. They can order it from their, ordering houses.
Okay. And so, again, as I mentioned, it's a great way to end off the year. If you guys are looking for a great gift, not only for other people but also for yourself, this is definitely one of those books that you want to pick up. It's one of those that will keep you guessing and will definitely keep you interested to the very end. So, Darden, again, it's been great. I'm so glad that you were able to come on the program today to talk about the new book and to let our listeners know a little bit about Fresh Frozen and yourself. Now, we mentioned the website being dardennorth.com. Now, will they find out also on the website upcoming events for you and appearances and what you have going on for next year?
Yes, I keep all my book signings and appearances up to date, and any media appearances I have. Hopefully this interview will be on there at some point, and different interviews we've had on television are there, and they can read about the other books and my biography. I'd love to hear comments. If you hit the contact icon, you can email me. Just noticed a few tonight came across, and I love to get email. That's a lot of fun. I try to answer as much of it as I can.
Okay.
And it's dardennorth, dardennorth.com.
Okay. And for those that are listening to the podcast, we will include his website in the podcast, so you'll be able just to click on it from there. Again, Darden, we appreciate it. Again, your book was chosen as one of our best-kept literary secrets for 2008. We know that people will go out and pick it up and also have it for book discussion for next year. And we want you to come back next year as well, Darden.
Oh,
to
I'd
tell
love
us
to.
On
I hope the book won't be a literary secret anymore after this podcast.
All right. Anything we can do to help, we definitely will. And you have a great evening, okay?
Thanks for all you do, Cyrus. Good
oh,
night.
You're welcome. All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Again, that was author Darden North joining us from Mississippi this evening, talking about his new book, Fresh Frozen. If you missed it, the website, again, is www.dardennorth.com. That was www.dardennorth.com. Again, for those listening to the podcast, you will be able to find the website in the podcast as well. Well, that's going to do it for us for this Thursday evening. Again, thank you to everyone for being with us this morning and also ending your day with us. This program would not be anything without your love and your support. If you missed any part of this broadcast, the entire podcast will be made available about 15 minutes after we go off the air live. You can find it by going to our main website at www.conversationsliveradio.com. That's www.conversations.liveradio.com. There you can download the podcast to your computer and also to a disc and share it with a friend. It's a great one. You definitely want to make sure you pick up Fresh Frozen and also support Dart North and his literary endeavors. Until tomorrow, we hope you all have a great night. Until then, my name is Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your evening, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great night.